We're listening to Wade in the Water, one of the recordings from Revelations, Alvin Ailey American Dance Theater's signature piece. Alvin Ailey is based in New York but has a rigorous tour schedule. It's been touring through Atlanta for about 40 years and has deep roots in our arts community here. And the Alvin Ailey Foundation recently raised $48 million to expand its dance center in New York. But part of that money is coming to Atlanta through a new program called Destination Dance. Lois Reitzes spoke with the Alvin Ailey Foundation Executive Director Bennett Rink about that initiative.
It's remarkable that here you are, you know, raising the roof and rolling out all of the excitement for the expansion, and accompanying that, you announced a very impressive initiative and one that affects us here in Atlanta. Would you talk about Destination Dance?
I'd be happy to. As we looked outside of our wonderful headquarters in New York, and of course, we're mindful of the fact that we tour more than any performing arts group, and that's always been a part of our mission, is to bring dance to the people. So we looked at some of the major cities that we perform in every year and thought about how can we deepen and extend our presence in those cities. And quite honestly, the first city that came to mind was Atlanta. We've been performing in Atlanta for more than 40 years. In fact, every February we come to the fabulous Fox Theater, where we'll be in February of next year.
Yes.
And whenever we perform there, we always feel this incredible enthusiasm from the audience, and we always hear from folks asking, when are you coming back and how can we get more of this? So we looked not only at the performances, but at some of the other programs that had grown in Atlanta out of our partnerships. For instance, we have a Ailey Camp program. It's a summer day camp for underserved youth, and it's done in partnership with Atlanta Ballet. It's the Atlanta Ballet's Ailey Camp. And we started thinking about how we could create more partnerships like that with cultural, civic, educational institutions that would find new ways to engage the audience that seems to really respond to what we do. So it would really expand the audience for not just Ailey, but for these partners who are already based in Atlanta.
Yeah, well, we feel like the Ailey dancers, that the company's annual visits for plus decades now, it's like having an extended family stay when they're here. But this is further integrating the company into our community and the arts community. And it seems in accord with Mr. Ailey's vision of dance helping to promote better understanding among people. You not only achieve that, but you're also doing it across such a wide spectrum. How do you account for that?
Well, I think there's something in the Ailey philosophy that is very universal. It starts with dance. I think there's a universality to dance. It transcends languages and cultures and many barriers that seem to keep people apart. So the fact that dance has this way of bringing people together, and the fact that the Ailey Company is a multicultural company, it stems from the African-American tradition and culture in this country, but it also extends to people of all different backgrounds. And when you come to a performance and you look around the audience, you see a rainbow, really. And I think that, again, extends beyond the performances into what we do in the communities and what we do with education. So that's why it's so exciting to be able to work with folks like the Atlanta Ballet. We're also working with, for instance, the High Museum to do Revelations workshops for kids and families next year. We're looking at bringing Ailey 2, which is our second company, down to Atlanta, and talking about the possibility of them performing at the Rialto Center at Georgia State University, while at the same time, the Mayor's Office of Cultural Affairs is interested in Ailey 2 being a part of the Elevate Festival. So it seems like there's so many possibilities for us to really broaden and find ourselves in new parts of Atlanta and reaching new audiences.
You have such an ideal spokesperson in Robert Battle, with his intellect, the depth of his thought. How crucial is he to these initiatives?
Well, Robert Battle, who's now in his, I believe it's he's going into his sixth year as artistic director, has done a phenomenal job of not only preserving the legacy that Alvin Ailey started and that Judith Jamison so brilliantly extended, but he's brought in his own new voice, and he's very, very interested in engaging with the audiences and demystifying dance and bringing people into the process. So he's been an integral part of these plans that we've developed, because they really are about finding new ways to work that will, I think, make dance even more relevant to today's world. He's also done an amazing job of commissioning new works. For instance, we're really excited about a piece that's coming into the repertory this year that will be choreographed by one of our dancers. Her name is Hope Boykin, and she's choreographing a piece called Revolution Dream, which will be inspired by some of the lesser-known sermons and speeches of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. And she's working with Leslie Odom Jr., who won the Tony for Hamilton this year, to create a score that will be not only music, but spoken as well. So Leslie Odom will be the voice. The music is composed by Allie Jackson, who's a brilliant musician with jazz at Lincoln Center. And she's going to bring this piece to Atlanta in February of next year. So it's just an example of how Robert is really encouraging new voices and new ways of exploring dance.
Whether it's Hope or Matthew or any of the dancers who have come on, I'm so impressed by, again, the depth of thought and the breadth of experience that they bring to their interpretation. I know you are often referred to as cultural ambassadors, but that sort of interaction really brings it home. It just captures it all beautifully.
Well, I think you're absolutely right. And that's one of the things that we remember that Mr. Ailey said. He said, what the audience really wants to see on stage is you, your individuality. And that includes not just being a dancer, but it includes being a citizen of the world. And so I think when you talk about Ailey being an ambassador, it really starts with the dancers and how they go out into the world and engage with people beyond simply being a dancer, but being a whole person. And I think that just speaks, sort of circles back to the essence of the company and how it really has this ability to bring humanity together around some universal thoughts and feelings.
Well, Bennett Rink, thank you so much for taking the time, and congratulations on your new expansion and Destination Dance, and all you do to use dance as a centerpiece for engagement and promoting human understanding.
Well, thank you, Lois. It's been a pleasure speaking to you, and we look forward to being back in Atlanta next February at the Fox Theater, and hope to see you all there.